man into animal. It is a theory that has plagued men of learning for centuries, Mr. Deacon. After all, what is man but an animal? He has paws to walk on his own sense of direction. He lies, cheats, hunts for his food without conscience. And all for one purpose. To survive. Think of the monkey, the baboon, the gorilla. All of them had great ancestors. Even Mr. Darwin made that abundantly clear in his recent thesis on evolution.
Man into animal. Are you offering that as serious scientific theory, Professor Forrester?
Well, suppose you tell me what you think it was that tried to break into your room last night.
I see them lining up to howl at the moon, singing Wonderwall out of tune. Wasn't an unusual sight. It's any town on any given Saturday night. You'll see him planning in a pack for a fight. And his hairy hands enough to give a brother a fright. Turned to me and asked me what my problem was. Then jumped around and slapped me bang across my head because I wasn't wearing a white shirt that looked like his. Didn't go to the disco to swing my fist. Oh, I don't know, maybe it wasn't the clothes. I haven't got them on a blower and elastoplast across my nose. I wasn't doing all the things he do. I was minding my own business with a drink or two. Still he gotta come and misbehave. After seven drinks the creature risen from the grave.
Strange transformation. Yeah, we all enjoy a drink or two. But why they gotta do the things they do? And if you don't believe in Jekyll and Hyde, you gotta go to horror show, they're shooting outside. The bottom of the bottle to the Black Lagoon. I see them lining up to howl at the moon.
Spit with every word that they say. Show the bad you out of the way. Cities falling out of their tops. There's a curse on the country. Ask the cops why they be beating them inside of the van. I see one climbing up a statue like the bogeyman. Grab your hat and vanish in a cloud of dust. You need a silver bullet just to get the bus. I've never been on a ghost train that went like this. I only sat on the top deck and ate my chips. I see the bride of Frankenstein and stumbles by me. Married to the monster and she sits beside me. Face like a feature, caked in makeup. Now her hands on my knee and I'm trying to wake up. Suddenly a fella stand and growl. With his teeth in my neck I can hear him howl.
Some kind of half-human animal? What you're asking me to believe is that there actually exists a living human being that is capable of physically transforming.
I'll show you what I mean on this walk sketch.
Falling off the chair at the bar. Nearly getting hit by a car. Running with the shoes in her hand. Crying on the steps on the phone to mom. Trying to put his hand on my bra. In the road playing air guitar. Up inside of a cab, finishing the whole of a doner kebab.
Strange transformation, happen at the midnight of Crafty Nation.
Yeah, we all enjoy a drink or two, but why they gotta do the things they do? And if you don't believe in Jekyll and Hyde, you gotta go to horror show, they're shooting outside. The bottom of the bottle to the Black Lagoon. I see them lining up to howl at the moon.
Now, is that anything like the creature you saw last night?
Man, and it is no animal. If I hadn't seen him with my own eyes, it has the skin and hair of an animal, but those eyes, it has such a wild look in its eyes.